This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
98. K-U-P-D.
All right, then. Well, that was easy and quick, and Marty from Sodomizing Linda's already emailed me and said, okay, we're remaking this when the pandemic's over and Tripp is, quote, singing it. I'm in. And every time I'm sick, that's today's theme song is Tripp. I'm bored. I'm sick of my kicks. We'd have to speed him up a little bit. I think it works. All right. Well, there you go. Thank you, Marcus Meng, for being here for this glorious moment of radio history. I don't know what it was.
Isn't everyday radio history?
Well, yeah, it is. Yeah, that's true, isn't it? Like, yeah. Once it's yesterday, it's history.
Mm-hmm.
Every day is radio history, especially if you're Mo, because her whole show's history now. Sorry, I had to take one parting shot. She's still here, right? I don't know what happened yesterday. Is she still around? She's the new morning show host. When I'm sick. Yeah, we should just plug Mo in when I'm not here. You guys would.
Brady's dead silent.
Did you see that?
Mo's wonderful. We love her, but you don't want her in here.
Yeah.
It's like, hey,
well said.
I really like cake, but it's not for me.
Yeah, right.
Not my cup of tea.
You think Brady would say cake's not for me? I'm not sure he used the proper analogy.
Oh, true. He's
I like
with him.
Cake. Not for me, though. And also not for anyone else. Give me that cake.
It's time now for the entertainment drill. It's brought to you by my friends at ReactDefense.com. It's the home of Tactical Black. You'll never be bored there. They got so much stuff going on, it's ridiculous. And I told you about that seminar that hopefully I'll have my test results back for COVID so I can go back in there by Friday night. But Friday night they're doing that thing. So if you're a member or you want to join up, these are the types of things they do as specialty stuff. And this one is a gun safety retention. Unbelievable. Unbelievable course where they do all sorts of stuff, including the thing I always talk about, the 21-foot rule. Everybody who carries a gun and feels like that's their blanket of security, it is. But it also has to come with a little caveat that if you've never trained for the terrible event to happen, you may not know how hard it is to get that gun loose and do something with it. And it really does kind of teach you. You have to know a couple other things outside of just pulling a gun and going. It ain't the Wild West. And a lot of the times that gun is something people try to take from you while you're just standing around. So it's gun retention, all this stuff. They're doing that Friday. And that's the type of stuff we learn there is self-defense and all that. They've got the elite training system, which is just ridiculous. They got a core training system that'll get your stomach, legs, and chest going just bananas. They're going to get you in great shape and teach you some stuff you had no clue you needed to know. And once you know it, you're like, wow, that's so simple. And yet it's going to change your life. It's easy stuff. ReactDefense.com. It's the home of Tactical Black. Check out their vault, TacticalBlackVault.com, for all this cool merch they got out there, too. Brady, entertain me.
Dustin Screech Diamond from Saved by the Bell was hospitalized in Florida over the weekend after feeling pain all over his body. A bunch of guys beat the crap out of him.
Yeah.
No, they're saying, TMZ saying he's battling cancer.
Yeah, I read that TMZ said his medical team reported. And I'm like, Screech has a medical team?
There's a history of cancer in his family, so he's undergoing tests. But after burning bridges with most of the other cast members, Dustin was not asked back to the Saved by the Bell reunion show on Peacock.
Right, which should be secondary to a man dying of cancer.
They explained his absence by saying he's an astronaut living on the International Space Station.
Yeah, they just got rid of Screech. But much more pressing matters, TMZ, is not why he's not on the new version of Saved by the Bell, but his body may be riddled with cancer, you insensitive jackasses.
That's TMZ in a nutshell.
That show acts so progressive and woke and stupid, and then something like this happens, and the end of the story is about why he's not on the new Saved by the Bell. Not that a man's bones are riddled with cancer.
They're as progressive as his cancer.
Oh, very well played. And sensitive to the topic as well, Marcus. This is the type of crap that you can hear from 9 to midnight when the devil takes over the station.
Bruce Willis was asked to put a mask on at a Los Angeles Rite Aid on Monday, but he refused to let his freedom die hard.
Okay. I'm going to turn your mic
And
off.
You had a problem with
and
my joke.
Right, I loved your joke. I know everybody else had a problem with it. I loved it. That I have a problem with. That's the cancer of comedy.
He actually had a bandana around his neck, and he could have easily pulled it up, but he chose not to. He left the store without buying anything, but he issued a statement yesterday calling it an error in judgment. He had to be safe out there, everyone.
So why didn't he do it?
Mask up. because maybe he, in all reality, he doesn't, he's not a
big fan
of the
bandana.
What's
with the bandana then?
He was drunk. It's fine.
Yeah, it's got to be
it. Move on.
I'm thinking maybe he had something, substances were in his system. Because if he doesn't, if he's going to go to the point of barking at somebody that tells on him,
yeah.
Then what's with the next day saying, oh, no, it was an error in judgment? Because if you're that strong to stand up to a Walgreens employee when TMZ calls and says, hey, how come you didn't do it? And you're like, oh, I screwed up. Then you're just a pussy.
Ted Bundy had errors in judgment, too.
My God.
Good point.
Never,
good
never
point,
met yeah. such darkness. Not a good point. Just appease him.
Chad Johnson, ooh. Ocho Cinco, is still backing up his philosophy that you eat bad stuff. Or stuff that's not completely healthy.
Right.
Because he's a big fan. If you watch Hard Knocks back when he was playing, he ate McDonald's every day.
Right.
And he believed that toughened his body up. That right. built a body callus.
Fat guy propaganda.
Yeah.
So line he still and sinker. Says, people eat whatever the F you want.
No.
The body has to build up a callus. You eat all this healthy stuff and you sterilize everything. When stuff happens to you, your immune system can't fight it off.
Callous cancer.
Just live, man.
That's no. not a. That's
all
not building
this
up a callus.
Is killing everybody.
Also, no,
Brady. That's a clogged artery, not a callus.
That's exactly right. Yeah,
but I've calloused my arteries so bad my heart stopped working. Chad.
The difference is when a guy's burning 9,000 calories yeah. a day, he can eat whatever he wants and then tell everybody, "Hey, I'm still ripped." And I don't know if he's still doing it, but Chad Ochocinco ran nonstop for 14 years. So, yeah, you can eat. I ran marathons in 2004, and the lady that ran the thing, I never seen anybody eat like this. Jack in the Box before, she'd cool down, stretch, run, and I've never seen abs on a human being like this in my life. She goes, I run 10, 15 miles a day. It's what I do. And I'm like, that's insane. And she goes, yeah, my off days, it's 5. And then she'd be like, I eat whatever I want. And I'm like, well, that's you're a terrible example for people like Brady because he thinks it's the food that's powering you.
Oh, I'm powered by food.
I know you're powered by yeah. food to go get more food.
Look, it's like gasoline. It doesn't yeah. matter if it's 87 octane or 91. It's yeah. all gas,
it's
right?
All, it's all going in the
put
same
it in the
gut.
Tank.
Yeah.
Ugh. Nicole Kidman and Javier Bardem are in talks to star in a movie about Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz.
Arnaz.
Seems pretty good. But Deborah Messing thinks she got robbed. From, yeah. She'd be better at it.
She'd be a good one.
So there's a little beef going
on. So Javier Bardem is going to play Desi, which is phenomenal. Yeah. And the Lucy thing is it's a guarantee it's going that way?
Yeah.
Is this a tell? Oh, by the way, have you guys seen, when you're sick, you stumble across stuff. The Lifetime movie based on the lives of Salt and Peppa?
Oh, no. I remember
how
that was.
How terrible is that going to be?
Well, it's on Lifetime, so they got
yeah.
beaten up.
Oh, just destroyed. Yeah, maybe that's it. That's Tretch from, what was the one he was from?
Naughty
by Nature. Oh, that's yeah. right. He knocked one around, right?
I think so.
He was getting the pepper, I believe.
Yeah, I think
papa,
you're right. Yeah.
Papa. I'm sorry, Papa. But he had Papa. And on Lifetime, they're going to. But none of them are dead, right? So there's no ending
to this.
They're
both alive, yeah.
There's three of them. Spinderella. Don't forget about Spinderella.
Spinderella.
And I was into yeah. Spinderella. She was hot. And then saw her at that revival show about 5 years ago. And Spinderella's been taking Chad Ochocinco's advice and eating whatever she wants.
Oh, really?
Oh, my goodness.
Biggin?
Spinderella would take a full day to spin once.
Her new name is All Purpose Seasoning.
Yeah.
You mentioned.
She was Lowry's Spinderella.
It's better friction awesome. On the records with the fatter fingers.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Well, and, you know, kind of the proof of that was their turntable broke during the show.
Oh, God.
And then she got down and then, we got technical difficulties, y'all. We got technical difficulties. And then Salt was out and they go, you guys know a song? And then in the middle of this arena, you just hear a guy going, she's got eyes of the bluest skies. And I'm like, what is happening? She just held the mic in front of some guy's face. And he sang the beginning of Guns N' Roses songs. And then they got Spinderella back up. They fed her and started working on it. It was terrible. Worst show I've ever seen.
Brendan Fraser might be looking to score his first Oscar nomination. You mentioned him earlier yeah. this morning. He's been cast to play a 600-pound middle-aged man in Darren Aronofsky's next movie called The Whale.
In.
The movie follows Brendan's character, Charlie, who tries to reconnect with his teenage daughter. they were estranged when he abandoned his family for his gay lover, who later died. Then Charlie has since turned to compulsive eating out of grief.
In. That sounds great. Have you guys seen it? You would love this, Marcus. The movie The Lobster?
No.
Well, it's Colin Farrell, and it's this dystopian, weird. Have you seen it?
Not yet.
Oh, when you're sick, you watch the greatest stuff. So this it's a weird dystopian future of just homogenized humans who believe that if you're not paired up, you will be killed in 45 days if you can't find a partner at their system. Then you're turned into the animal of your choosing. And basically all animals are just sad, lonely people that couldn't make it as people. So he chooses the lobster. But then he escapes at one point because he learns of the thing that if you try to have intercourse, not at the place, but if you leave the escape, people say intercourse is the problem. If you try to do it, you try to kiss somebody without our permission, we'll give you something called the red kiss, where they slice your lips up and then make you make out with somebody who's got sliced lips. And they said, and God forbid you have sex, because then red intercourse comes into play, where they slice up your genitals and make you go at it. It is horrifying, but the movie's kind of hilarious. Like, it's really dark, really dark. There's a kid, there's a scene where Colin Farrell just kicks a child.
Sounds like.
Oh, it's great. The kid comes up and says
all
something.
Right,
and he goes,
okay, now I'm in again.
He goes, like, I want to hear the thoughts of some silly child. And then they stand there and stare at each other for a second. And he just goes, kicks her in the shins. It's the best. And it's his best friend's kid. Oh, it's so good.
It's good to know all that stuff's not a niche for me anymore.
No.
Now it's made it to regular movies. So.
It is dark, but it's like funny dark. It's got a lot of really – if you don't get that humor, you're going to think it's the worst movie ever, but you
– Well, like In Bruges dark.
Oh, maybe stranger than In Bruges. In Bruges is super dark, but it's a different dark, but it's dark.
Dark comedy is the best. I'm all about it.
In Bruges is one of my favorite movies. That's
great.
Amazing. It's different in that you're paying attention to something you just never buy into, but it's pretty neat. There you go. Well done. I want to watch that fat guy movie with Brendan Fraser.
The Whale.
Hey, Brady, let me know when Screech dies, by the way.
That's right. And then tell us why the Saved by the Bell cast never had him back on for the cancer, the very special
episode. Feed him McDonald's to heal.
That's exactly it. Larry's coming up next. You guys have yourselves a fantastic Wednesday, and we'll see you tomorrow right here in the Morning Sickness. So long!
98. What? 98. No way. 98.